What's up, everyone? Kevin Wagstaff here with another episode of Spectora Spotlight. This week we have Bert Leffel on the show. He is a national sales manager, previously at Angie's List, now at Residential Warranty Services, also known as ISG Inspector Services Group. Very knowledgeable guy in the sales world, and having come into the home inspection industry, I think he has some very unique perspectives and definitely some good sales language in here that we talk about. He clarifies some kind of agent inspector relationship type deals, but just overall very articulate, super sharp guy. So I think there's some good nuggets in here, definitely some good takeaways. So I hope you enjoy our interview with Bert.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well. Got back home in one piece and just hitting the ground running, interviews and hiring.
Yeah, you guys are always hiring, it sounds like, which is a good thing for sure.
We are. So I was brought on to hire up to 100 reps across the U.S., so it's nonstop.
So, yeah. So you're meeting a lot of people, needless to say.
I am meeting a lot of people, yeah. Over the phone and over GoToMeeting, but meeting them nonetheless.
Very nice. I want to dig into that a little more, just from your perspective, but what was your overall reflections on the Vegas conference that we were both just at?
I thought the show went really well. I think that the content was well organized, and from our side of, you know, our perspective, it came together a lot easier than in years past. So the signage all came together, the clothing all landed fine, all the materials that we needed, the handouts and whatnot, came in okay. Vendor participation was at an all-time high, and as was attendance. Attendance was at an all-time high. So the content, you know, I wasn't privy to all of the content, so I would have to confide in home inspectors that were there and their perspective on things. But as far as from RWS's perspective, it went famously, went really well.
Yeah. That's awesome. And for those that don't know, that are listening, Inspection Super Conference in Vegas, was this your first one or no?
This was my first one, yes.
Okay. So I spoke to a couple inspectors this week because we were following up, obviously, with guys we met, and some of them said the exact same thing. They said it's always been a good conference, but this year was very buttoned up, great content, the logistics kind of all fell into place. So that's good to hear.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah. Now that's what it's all about. As long as they're happy, we're happy.
Yeah. And from our perspective as a vendor, we loved it. We had a great time, very high level conversations, very sophisticated type of inspectors. And so we signed up for next year already after we got back. And so just, for your guys' team's knowledge, we found great value in it and, got to see Dennis Rodman in person. So, I mean, how many times?
You can't beat that, can you?
you can't expect that, and you can't beat that. Nate definitely knows how to throw surprises in there.
Yes, he does.
So, what was your take then, just kind of being your first one, just some of the conversations you had, kind of those side conversations with inspectors and vendors? What did you make of it all?
Well, it seems to be of quite a bit of value to the home inspector client, and that's what we want, you know, and not only for it to be of value, but to increase that value year over year. So this year, the Breeze Radon Monitor was our big launch. It's gone over really well, and it's a solid product. So I think that's going to, you know, take home inspection by storm and really provide an additional layer of income for folks that have not been doing that. On top of that, we recently purchased a asbestos laboratory on top of the mold testing laboratory. So those are new options that we're making available to everyone, and hopefully we'll provide another revenue stream for all of our partners.
Love it. I love it. We should have Breeze be our first sponsor of the podcast. I'll check. We'll see if Nate would be down with that.
There we go. Yeah.
So for those that don't know you, tell us a little just about your background, kind of how you, you know, came to be at RWS and kind of your current role.
Sure. So I've been in business for quite some time, but most recently I was with Angie's List, which recently merged with Home Advisor for about 7 years. I was the national sales manager for Angie's List and Home Advisor. So doing very similar to what I'm doing, which is building an outbound sales team. So whether it's, you know, internal and external reps, you know, that's kind of what my forte is starting from a couple of reps and turning it into to many reps. Also devising training programs, as well as interview structure so that we can grow and scale the team, is basically, you know, what my role is in the company. So we've grown, you know, quite a bit, from 4 up to 20, over the course of the last 3 months. And we look to grow across the nation. And by growing in the top 50 markets, we're basically adding a layer of sales support to all of our home inspection partners as well. So we do cross marketing. We do, you know, cross promotion of both RWS's warranty products as well as local home inspectors when we do our presentation to real estate agents.
That's great. And obviously no small feat growing the sales team at Home Advisor and Angie's List, because I think our time may have overlapped. It maybe is a very short time where they were the same company, but I can tell you, just I know the outbound sales efforts at Home Advisor and Angie's List were really great, and I think they constantly, and while some, you know, contractors probably lament the fact that they kept calling them, there's something to it. Obviously, those are two, you know, massive companies that merged. There's got to be some success in that model, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And more specifically, what I did was target manufacturing and franchise relationships. And so building a team that focuses in on that was more specifically what I did. And we targeted both new origination sales with about 5 to 6 million annually there, and then renewals of existing accounts, roughly about 35 million per year. So if I can bring anything like that to RWS in a period of time, then things will be pretty nice.
Doing all right. Yep. Life will be good. Life will be good. And I remember the franchises being something most, you know, home inspectors or individual contractors don't think of when they think of the lead generation services like Home Advisor and Angie's List. But yeah, that's a big part of their business. You know, the franchises do get a lot of leads and do have a lot of good business from there. So
absolutely.
So, what are some things, I'm just curious, just because with my knowledge of, you know, the companies as well that we both worked for, what are things you've taken from there and applied to kind of our little world of home inspection, since it's obviously a much smaller playing field?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that I've brought to the table here is just how to grow a team, you know, so growing a team and then getting a field-based team with the understanding and knowledge with a short period of training, because it's all done, you know, through online screen sharing programs and voice meetings. It is essentially, you know, how to devise a training plan to get these folks on the ground and hitting the ground running with the, you know, the bulk of products that we have at RWS. It's RWS is a partner company, I guess, with ISG. So that's I'm employed through RWS, which is the parent company, I believe, of ISG. So we are, you know, we cover everything from all the ISG home inspection products through residential warranty services, and just how to get that condensed and consolidated down. There's so much information out there that if you don't organize it into, you know, digestible chunks, it becomes near impossible for new employees or the layman to understand. So I think that's the biggest thing I've brought over is the ability to dumb things down. I'm really good at dumbing things down, Kevin.
It's a skill. It's an art and a skill.
It's an art, yes.
Well, very good. Yeah, because I mean, in the suite of products you guys offer is, you know, it's deep. You guys have a deep bench in terms of that. And so I think obviously the recall check stuff is such a hit because, like you said, it's digestible. I'm sure your employees can understand it a little easier. But I was even shocked at the nuances in our industry getting in this a couple years ago, of thinking, wow, this is a whole world inside of a world when you talk about home inspectors and the products they use, upsells and different things like that.
Absolutely. You know, and that's for what we're doing with our internal sales team. Like I said, it's to benefit our home inspection partners, you know, so whether it's, you know, cross training on, you know, what to say or what we're saying to real estate agents to get our foot in the door, or if it's just, you know, merely us cross promoting, either way is good. But I think we can surely learn a lot and benefit from each other that way. So our goal is to promote our home inspection companies and help them out, you know, so leaning more toward the Angie's List Home Advisor model, you know, how to take advantage of, you know, online reputation, how to take advantage of your reputation in general, and, you know, just how to target clients and grow your business is a main goal for me and the company.
I love that. And that's something I think our companies have in common. It's something we really take to heart of, like, helping our guys promote themselves, because some of them are not marketers by trade. They're not salespeople by trade. And so I think our companies can add a lot of value. And I know we always tell them, hey, we'll help you get the stuff to get in front of agents. You guys are great with that as well. So I love seeing that very complimentary collateral that we're giving them.
Yes. Exactly.
Going back to Angie's List Home Advisor, it's always a hotly debated topic in our industry. There's threads and forums, some saying great things, some saying not so great things. Do you feel those companies get a bad rap from our industry's perspective as opposed to all contractor verticals?
Well, I think that in general, yes. I think there is a bad aura about the two companies. Home Advisor, you know, is a lead generation program. So they're going to send you a lead, whether it's good, bad, ugly, it's still going to cost you. So mm-hmm. you need to, you know, the home inspection industry needs to be prepared for, you know, some letdowns. You know, so what is the true cost of a lead is really what needs to be figured out and looked at in a long-term plan. If you look at it, you know, if this next lead's bad, well, your next lead's probably going to be bad. You know, have a 1 in 3 chance on that. So giving right. a long play of, you know, with the home advisor side of things, doing a long play of, you know, I'm going to take on, you know, 10, 20, 100 leads, and then I'm going to evaluate my cost per lead. That's the right way to go about a home advisor partnership, is to look at it with the long game and calculate exactly what your cost per lead is. If you think, you know, taking on 2, 3, 4 leads, 10 leads, and hoping for, you know, 10 home runs, that's just not how it works. homeowners in general aren't smart enough across the board to play with that, you know, that technology and get it right every single time. So I would say, you know, 30% of the time the leads are solid. So having a long play and actually calculating out what the true cost is really important with the home advisor model. The Angie's List model is a little different, and it is, you know, it's basically a reputation management program. So there's two ways that Angie's List can help capitalize. One is through, you know, building up your online reputation and exposing that, you know, online, using that as a marketing tool. Two is just through branded exposure. So it is a category search where you're going to go online and folks will find you. So branding yourself on Angie's List can be very valuable. The online reputation piece and the review piece, there's a lot of stigma around that. But the truth be told is it's not going anywhere. You know, that's the future of business. Online reviews are not going anywhere. So if you ignore it, or you say, you know, I'm not happy with how that is, so I'm not going to deal with it at all, you're just ignoring the elephant in the room, because online reviews are certainly not going anywhere. And taking advantage of it, or taking the bull by the horns, rather, is really what I advise folks to do. Because if you just ignore the bad reviews and say, you know, I don't want to deal with Angie's List, well, the reviews are still there. So, you know, constantly building up your reputation and focusing and making that a part of business is just the way that it's going to have to be, because Angie's List is one cog in the wheel of many different reputation management companies out there, from Better Business Bureau to Yelp, you know, across, you know, even Home Advisor, there's reviews left. So just managing online reputation is very important with the Angie's List model. And it, at the end of the day, it's kind of an old fashioned advertising model. So if you pay to play, you put some money out there, you'll be on page one. It's very similar to Google in that respect. And, you know, it's just another advertising, model out there. So, the online reputation, critical, and the advertising, it's one of many options. So I let that, be at folks' own choice there. It's basically, it's a nice model, but it's for home inspection, it does okay from what I've been told.
Yeah, no. And you bring up so many great points that I want to dig into, but definitely, I think there's a segment of home inspectors that I do believe operate kind of from a fear-based perspective and just say, you know what, I'm not going to try it. I've heard it's a scam, or the reviews are there, whatever. I'm going to ignore them. Or like you said, instead of utilizing it, because especially the modern SEO, reviews carry such great weighting, an increasing weighting, I would say, based on what I've kind of followed when I was at Home Advisor on the SEO team. And so, yeah, utilizing multiple platforms to get reviews, I think, is a huge bonus. And I've seen legitimate ranking increases, over the months and years because of that. And then the ROI piece, I think every day I get a question from the inspector, oh, should I use this? Should I use that? And I tell them, I say, try to ignore, the blanket statements from the forums or from online where someone just says, oh yeah, I tried it in Atlanta and it didn't work. It's like, if you're in Seattle, that's a different demographic. There's different people there. There's different, search rankings. And so, yeah, the return on investment, I think most inspectors get, but there's still a group out there that think, oh, I'm not going to pay $300 for 20 leads. Well, it's like, if a couple of those turn into inspections, you just 3x'd your ROI, and you wouldn't have got those inspections before. So it's a, you bring up great points. ROI, focus on reviews, look at these things as modern tools that are not going anywhere. They just don't work for everybody.
That's true. And I can personally say that it's not a scam. It's certainly not a scam. There are ways to do it. I mean, they're large. It's a large publicly traded organization. It's the largest service provider network in the world. So it's not going anywhere. It's part of a larger organization. So it's certainly something that folks should learn more about. Is it for everyone? No. There is an ROI component that needs figured out, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You're right on the money with, regional differences can make a huge difference. So can, company to company for that matter.
Yeah. I chuckle when I see that comment. I'm like, I think IAC is like a multi-billion dollar a quarter company. They probably didn't get there by running scams. So it's
big company. IAC is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. It gives me a good laugh. And not to mention, I do think home inspections is a little different in terms of the people shopping around for price or, it feels like it gets more, a little more clicks that are not qualified leads over, say, a plumber, handyman, electrician. So the attention having to be paid to the return is even greater in that sense.
I agree.
So yeah, a little bit of your day to day. We talked a little bit about it. So you're just interviewing for good outbound salespeople, right? So what is your day to day kind of look like in that sense? Is it just pure interviews and just getting people from all over the country?
Sure. So essentially we use a tool called Indeed.com for all of our online applicants. I have a kind of a heat map in terms of where we're starting and then phase hiring. So I have 10 phases that I'm hiring across the US for. We pick 5 cities at a time. We get those uploaded and then I do interviews all week. So I'll do interviews sometimes 7 times a day throughout the course of the week. But a bulk of my time, on Monday and Tuesday, the beginning of the day is spent doing online training. So I'm doing all the training now because I want to make sure that, as we start folks out, that it's done correctly. Not that I'm the only one that can do it, but it's just, just makes sense for us right now to do it that way. So just spending, Monday, Tuesday, mostly doing training and then follow up with the team that starts. And then the rest of the week is spent, interviews, a lot of interviews, a lot of follow-ups on Indeed, just scheduling interviews and appointments.
Wow. Now, so you probably enjoy me asking you the questions and you get to talk if you're just interviewing a bunch of people, because you're probably asking the questions and they're talking the whole time.
I can interview you in my sleep at this point. I don't even need my information anymore.
Well, that's great. You know, and if this ever gets to anyone that's interested in that type of work, we'll put links obviously in the description and everywhere where they can kind of find you at and learn more about that. What do you find is a common challenge, you know, talking more about the RWS and ISG suite of products, what are some common challenges you find when, say, bringing on new customers or when selling to home inspectors as a demographic? I don't know if you're involved much in that part of it. But
I'm not so much. Okay. I'm not so much with the ISG side of things. What we found to be challenging is that, you know, the competition between the two companies or departments. So some inspectors believe that us selling home warranties is competitive to them and that we're taking business away. What we are essentially doing, and how I try to clarify this, we are out talking about our partners in the home inspection field. So if you are a part of ISG, we are talking about you in a positive light to encourage real estate agents to not only purchase the warranty from you, but to have home inspections done through you. So it's kind of like a free sales force that, you know, is utilized by some, shunned by others, but we're trying to, get the information out as clear as possible so that, home inspection companies across the U.S. can lean more heavily on us, because having the legitimacy of us being both a warranty company and a home inspection company, in one, it creates a truly sticky product that real estate agents find of a lot more value than, you know, Joe Schmo warranty company walking in and saying, I have the cheapest product available. It makes us more beneficial from both the warranty sales side as well as the home inspection side.
Absolutely. I don't understand the how home inspectors would think it's competition. How would that be competition to them? Like, I don't understand their...
Some home inspectors, they're paid to sell the warranty as well. So there is a fee paid to the home inspector when they sell a full warranty. But the difference, or I guess the concern there is that, you know, if we sell it, they're not going to get their kickback. Well, that's not the case. You know, if a warranty comes through a home inspection company, it's always going to be credited to the home inspection company. So it's not something that we're taking away from them. We're actually going to try to sell more of them. And not only do we want to sell warranties, I think this is the most important note here, is we want to sell the home inspection for the home inspector to our real estate partners. We want them to use ISG companies. We don't want them to use non-ISG companies. So that is, you know, as the most profound way I could put it is to say that we are pushing our real estate companies toward using our inspection partners.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally see the benefit of that. And, you know, it's similar on the software side of Spectora. Like, if you're a first mover in a market, or you're, you know, one of those first early adopters, like, we're going to help promote that, because it's a huge advantage, I imagine, just like offering those products, you know, offering the warranties. If you're first in a market, it's like you want to blanket those agents and educate them of how you're helping them out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we have kind of a three-tiered approach that we're promoting the company through. One is through an e-commerce forum where we can sell products to real estate agents. It's very similar to inspectorshop.net, which is our online e-commerce site for home inspectors, where you can purchase thermal imaging scanners, you can purchase the CrawlBot, the Breeze Radon Monitor. We sell that through that site, but we have another site called ultimateagentshop.net, which is in the works to be as fully functioning for real estate agents as Inspector Shop is for inspectors. So we're really trying to promote three things: one, the warranty; two, you know, printing and marketing services, as well as home inspection companies. So the beauty of what we're doing is if a real estate agent purchases a warranty through us and they get a inspection through one of our home inspection partners, they can not only have the best warranty that there is out in real estate, but they can also extend that warranty up to 18 months for the price of 12. there is not a competitive situation going on in any other home warranty company right now when we throw that on the table. There's no one that even compares. So as a real estate agent, you have to look at that and think, you know, why would I not do this? Why would I want to go with Joe Schmo, the inspector, and then, you know, publicly traded home warranty company X over here? I might save a couple bucks, but in the long haul, one, the warranty is not as good. Two, it's not 18 months. And three, you know, will that bad inspection backfire on the agent?
Right, right. So you guys are rolling out products to what type of products in the agent shop? I'm curious, just because my background as a real estate agent, I'm always curious because that's a whole nother frontier also that you guys are probably exploring and seeing. Gosh, there's a lot of things they need that you could essentially provide.
Absolutely. And what we're using is our purchasing power is very strong. So what we're trying to accomplish here is to get printing service, merchandising services at a bare minimum cost for real estate agents. So when you order, you know, open house signs, for example, well, they're, you know, 3 for $75. Well, we can get them way cheaper than that. And so the way that we purchase in bulk can allow real estate agents and inspectors alike to get products at much deeper discounts through our affiliation group than they would, you know, searching online through Google or even going to local wholesalers.
Right. Because I found that definitely my time as an agent to be a challenge where we need all these materials and collateral. And sometimes a broker offers some, sometimes they link off to a third party site, and it never felt streamlined. It never felt easy to purchase all of these other things I needed as an agent. So I can see the value there. And I imagine inspectors feel that same pain sometimes. They're like, where do I go for this or that?
And we can get just about any, you know, printed collateral necessary for both sides. When it comes to some products, of course, we do manufacture certain products. So on the inspector side, that plays a nice role. On the real estate side, you know, there's not much necessary outside of printing and merchandising that those folks need. Sometimes they want tchotchke stuff, koozies and things like that, which we can get, pens. You know, we can get those extremely cheap, and we pass the savings along. It's not a huge profit center for us. We are trying to build it to be, you know, to make us, and you'll hear me say this often, is make us stickier. You know, we want to be the sticky company that once we're in the real estate office of choice, you know, why would they go anywhere else? It just won't make sense for them to try to pick three other companies when they can go to one company to get it done.
Definitely, definitely. What's one of the challenges in terms of approaching just the real estate, you know, the realtor space? Because I remember, and, you know, still having knowledge of my brokerage firm, it's such a fragmented world where some agents are in the offices, some are now full-time virtual. I imagine that's a challenge when trying to get in front of these agents.
It is. It's the art of herding cats is what I like to say.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get agents in a room. They don't go to the traditional office anymore. It's usually done online. So we focus through both social media campaigns and friending agents and providing online value. But we also still do the traditional, you know, luring in folks with food. So we'll do the lunch and learns. We'll sponsor office meetings. We'll get an industry meeting, affiliations and things like that, so that we can get in front and discuss, you know, the products that we offer and what makes us different. The biggest focus for me is not to push the product and not to sell anyone on it. Presenting information about how home warranties work and what makes a home warranty good, bad, or ugly is really where we can separate ourselves. You know, we have products others don't, like, you know, sewer guard. No one else has a sewer line inspection or a sewer line coverage like we have. We cover pre-existing conditions with a certified home inspection. No one else does that either. So presenting these things in a method of more of an educational stance and letting an agent know, like, hey, if you want to protect your home buyer, you probably should either get sewer guard coverage, wink, wink, or get a sewer line camera inspection. And if you don't do either and you know about it and they have a sewer line failure, yeah, you might get ugly for you. So taking that approach, you know, is really important for us to get in front of these folks and not to sell it or to push it down their throats, but more educate the consumer on you know, what's available.
And I love, as a content marketer, you know, I love that approach, because the whole foundation of content marketing is provide value, provide education. And it's almost like anti-sales, which I, you know, I love, because then you're giving people information and it builds trust. And that's just, you know, we always coach our inspectors to do that, where it's like, hey, don't go into an office and just talk about yourself, you know, go in and educate.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's critical.
Yeah. The realtor, just thinking that the brokerage I was affiliated with was 100% virtual. And so luring people in with good food, hopefully will never go away, because I think that's a basic human need that people will always respond to. And I know inspectors are facing that when they're hitting up offices. It's like sometimes tumbleweeds going through there. But if you have a good meal or some stronger incentive, or during a sales meeting, the one time is, it was the one time most agents went to the broker office.
Yes. Yeah, there's constant education to be had by real estate agents too. So continuing education isn't just for home inspectors. Agents do the same.
Definitely. So what are some things about RWS products or your guys' processes, just the company in general, that some inspectors wouldn't know about or don't know about?
Well, we have
commonly asked questions, we'll say, to throw you on the spot, but commonly asked questions when people come to you guys.
Well, you know, just the warranty products is one big option. And I think most inspectors that deal with ISG are more aware of the warranty products that we have to uh-huh. offer. Most don't know that we have a 24/7 claims department, and we escalate every claim when need be. So we really are on call for that. You know, whether it's a sales rep in the field sharing their cell phone with their clients to make sure that on each claim they're taken care of, these are all things that we really promote to make sure that we take care of the end user. As far as what folks come to us with, you know, it's more or less, you know, how to get with real estate agents if they're having trouble with it, or how to combat the stigma between agents and inspectors. One, you know, they're killing my deal, or two, you know, agents are, you know, they're just complainers. I think there is a lot to be said about just notating facts and, you know, holding back on opinions in a lot of cases. That's just, you know, what I've heard, you know, from quite a few agents versus inspectors. So that's, you know, the advice that I like to share is we all have our opinions, but black and white on paper is really all that, you know, we're paid to do or required to do by all state law. So that's something that, you know, continually educating and you know, along with the new products we come out with. I mean, there's just so much that's going on. There's not one or two things that we're asked, you know, often enough to really note.
I think that's great advice. It's a topic that comes up a lot with our inspectors, of reports being more visual, kind of a trend towards visual reports, HTML based reports, where the pictures do the talking, as opposed to the old school inspector kind of wants to tell everyone how much knowledge they have. And yeah, that can get you in deep water. So
that's true. You know, that's not the number one complaint that I have from real estate agents. It's because they do understand there is a level of thorough inspection that needs to be done. Most of them, the smart ones, the legitimate ones, and the honest ones, we need to, you know, we have to do what's right by the homeowner. To blindly turn the other cheek to get the house sold without a proper inspection is opening up the real estate agent for major lawsuit liability. And that's the one thing that they don't always understand until you have this, you know, this educational conversation with them to say, trust me, it might be easier. You might get your commission faster, but your commission is going to go away 100% and then some if you are deemed negligent and liable.
Yeah. And the ones that have been in any of those situations understand the risk there, and I'm sure have changed their ways. But yeah, it's the long game, like you mentioned earlier. I think some agents don't think that. You mentioned not the biggest complaint. So what is the biggest, what are some of the biggest complaints or, you know, blowback you hear from agents?
Well, the biggest complaint I hear is, you know, the inspector killed my deal. You know, that's, yeah. that's one that I hear and which I have to chuckle about because it's not, that's not the case. You know, if it is truly an opinion that killed the deal, I guess that might, you know, right. that could be stated as, you know, somewhat fact. But when it comes down to a thorough, solid, well-done inspection killing the deal, that's just a real estate agent being clueless. Because at the end of the day, to not offer your client a thorough home inspection and keep themselves safe, not only you know from harm or damage to the home, but financially safe too, is just that's not the agent you want to do business with.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think a lot of inspectors struggle with is, gosh, you know, this is a, you know, this is a rainmaker, but they tell me not to kill the deal. And so I think a lot of it is just educating those agents and really working on them with different language of letting them know that you're not going to, you know, purposely conceal facts, but you can keep things in context. And so, like, do you have any, being a sales manager, I think you probably have a good vocabulary or arsenal of language. How what's the best way for some inspectors to handle that with those types of agents? Because that's one of the bigger problems I think inspectors can have with those trouble agents.
I think it is just to notate the fact that, you know, it's for the best interest of the client. It's I'm, you know, as speaking as a home inspector, I would say, you know, I'm not trying to hold up the deal or do anything other than do what's right by your client. We want the client's safety. That's number one. We want the client's financial well-being. That's number two. And number three is really protecting the real estate agent. You know, we want to protect the real estate agent from liability in from legal action, because you can bet that if a homeowner purchases a house and they have a sewer line collapse and they find out that the agent didn't offer them sewer guard or a camera inspection, then they're going to sue the agent. You know, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's probably pretty high, because the agent is indeed liable and the homeowner will win that case. So I would say, you know, I would say make sure that, you know, you're speaking to the agents as a, you know, a protector of all three of those things, but the safety of the homeowner, the financial well-being of the homeowner, and the financial well-being of the agent.
And I love that line specifically of letting the agents know, like, hey, I'm protecting both of our liabilities here. And I think that that kind of probably raises the antennas of any agent. So that's good stuff. You know, it was great meeting you in Vegas. I want to circle back to that. What you guys have conferences coming up that you're either hosting or being a vendor at? I know you guys travel quite a bit. I've seen, I think it's Jim at multiple conferences recently. So what's on the horizon for you guys coming into year end?
So we have a number of conferences coming online. They are all on inspectorservicesgroup.com. We are the residential warranty services. Those come as need be. So we do affiliation groups like your local board of realtors. We'll do shows and events like that. So that's an ongoing basis. What we, you know, we're always available when needed. In terms of trade shows for warranty companies, that's not really something that we have done historically. However, you know, if it were to be large real estate, you know, trade shows, that's something that we're always open to.
Nice. Very nice. Did you get to have any fun in Vegas while we were there? Or was it all
no fun? Boom. It was all business. I'm all business all the time, Kevin. No, it was nice. I mean, it was nice meeting some home inspectors and putting some faces to names. I've talked to a lot of these folks over the phone and online, and it was nice to finally put some faces to names and hear some stories in person.
Yeah, it's just such a relationship business, and sometimes shooting craps with a customer or someone, a colleague in the industry, isn't the worst thing. It's fun. You know, we're lucky, I think, to be able to be in an industry where, you know, it can be not as buttoned up as, say, I don't know, an accounting conference or something like that, where
thank goodness.
right. You know, seeing some of our home inspectors, you know, some of our even mutual clients there, it's just like, whoa, you come to Vegas to have a good time, and I love it. I love every bit of it.
Absolutely.
I want to be respectful of your time. Anything else that that you want to get out there that you wish I would have asked, or just any general advice?
I think we covered, you know, the main point being what to say to agents, you know, and how to communicate with agents is really, you know, what I'd like to be taken most out of this conversation, because that is something that I think inspectors large and small struggle with. And if we can provide any help with that, that's certainly something that the field reps are out to do too. So we want to promote not only the home inspection business, but promote the warranty as well. So we're here to help and try to become the top warranty choice and home inspection choice in the industry.
No, I appreciate it. And I love that you guys are saying just raising the profile of the home inspection industry, because I think there's still work to be done there from our vantage point, even some of the things I read or the articles out there. And I think there's a couple big companies in our space that are doing it. So I love hearing it. Love what you guys are doing. And I'll include links kind of to all the sites you mentioned in the description, so everyone can kind of find what they need and get good info. But we really appreciate you coming on and chatting with us today.
All right, Kevin. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Bert. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.